Chapter 72. Joseph inside carriage, the bare unblinking truth hereon is this. The Englishry are a pursuing army, and we a flying brothel. See our men they leave their guns to save their mistresses. The carriage is fired upon from outside the scene. The king leaps from the vehicle and mounts a horse. Enter at full gallop from the left Captain Wyndham, and a detachment of the 10th Hussars in chase of the king's carriage, and from the right a troop of French dragoons, who engage with the Hussars and hinder pursuit. Exit King Joseph on horseback. Afterwards the Hussars and dragoons go out fighting. The British infantry enter irregularly, led by a sergeant of the 87th, mockingly carrying Marshal Jourdan's baton. The crowd recedes. The soldiers ransack the king's carriages, cut from their frames canvases by Murillo, Velasquez, and Zurbrunn, and use them as package wrappers, throwing the papers and archives into the road. They next go to a wagon in the background, which contains a large chest. Some of the soldiers burst it with a crash. It is full of money, which rolls into the road. The soldiers begin scrambling, but are restored to order, and they march on. Enter more companies of infantry, out of control of their officers, who are running behind. They see the dollars, and take up the scramble for them, next ransacking other wagons and abstracting therefrom uniforms, ladies' raiment, jewels, plate, wines, and spirits. Some array them in the finery, and one soldier puts on a diamond necklace. Others load themselves with the money still lying about the road. It begins to rain, and a private who has lost his kit cuts a hole in the middle of a deformed old master, and, putting it over his head, wears it as a poncho. Enter Wellington and others, grimy and perspiring.
First officer, the men are plundering in all directions.
Wellington, let 'em. They've striven long and gallantly.
What documents do I see lying there?
Second officer, examining, the archives of King Joseph's court, my lord, his correspondence to, with Bonaparte.
Wellington, we must examine it. It may have use.
Another company of soldiers enters, dragging some equipages that have lost their horses by the traces being cut. The carriages contain ladies, who shriek and weep at finding themselves captives.
What women bring they there?
Third officer, mixed sorts, my lord. The wives of many young French officers, the mistresses of more in male attire.
Yon elegant hussar is one, to wit, she so disguised, is of a Spanish house, one of the general's loves.
Wellington, well, pack them off tomorrow to Pamplona, as you can. We've neither list nor leisure for their charms.
By God, I never saw so many WHS in all my life before.
Exeunt Wellington, officers, and infantry. A soldier enters with his arm round a lady in rich costume.
Soldier, we must be married, my dear.
Lady, not knowing his language,
anything, sir, if you will spare my life.
Soldier, there's neither parson nor clerk here.
But that don't matter, eh?
Lady, anything, sir, if you will spare my life.
Soldier, and if we've got to unmarry at cockcrow, why, so be it, eh?
Lady, anything, sir, if you will spare my life.
Soldier, a sensible woman, whatever it is she says, that I can see by her pretty face.
Come along then, my dear. There'll be no bones broke, and we'll take our lot with Christian resignation.
Exeunt soldier and lady. The crowd thins away as darkness closes in, and the growling of artillery ceases, though the wheels of the flying enemy are still heard in the distance. The fires kindled by the soldiers as they make their bivouacs blaze up in the gloom, and throw their glares a long way, revealing on the slopes of the hills many suffering ones who have not yet been carried in. The last victorious regiment comes up from the rear, fifing, and drumming ere it reaches its resting place the last bars of The Downfall of Paris. Transcriber's note. There follows in musical notation four bars from that song in 2/4 time, key of C, F, G, Fa, F, G, Fa, E, C, D, D, B, C,
Scene IV, a fete at Vauxhall. It is the Vittoria Festival at Vauxhall. The orchestra of the renowned gardens exhibits a blaze of lamps and candles arranged in the shape of a temple, a great artificial sun glowing at the top, and under it in illuminated characters the words Vittoria and Ellington. The band is playing the Nuerti Plains of Vittoria. All round the colonnade of the rotunda are to be read in the illumination the names of peninsular victories, underneath them figuring the names of British and Spanish generals who led at those battles, surmounted by wreaths of laurel the avenues stretching away from the rotunda into the gardens charm the eyes with their mild multitudinous lights, while festoons of lamps hang from the trees elsewhere, and transparencies representing scenes from the war. The gardens and saloons are crowded, among those present being the King's sons, the Dukes of York, Clarence Kent, and Cambridge ambassadors, peers, and peeresses, and other persons of quality, English and foreign. In the immediate foreground on the left hand is an alcove, the interior of which is in comparative obscurity. Two foreign attaches enter it and sit down.
First attaché, now for the fireworks. They are under the direction of Colonel Congreve.
At the end of an alley, purposely kept dark, fireworks are discharged.
Second attaché, very good. Very good. This looks like the Duke of Sussex coming in, I think. Who the lady is with him I don't know.
Enter the Duke of Sussex in a Highland dress, attended by several officers in like attire. He walks about the gardens with Lady Charlotte Campbell.
First attaché, people have been paying a mighty price for tickets, as much as 15 guineas has been offered, I hear. I had to walk up to the gates, the number of coaches struggling outside prevented my driving near. It was as bad as the Battle of Vittoria itself. Second attaché, so Wellington is made field marshal for his achievement.
First attaché, yes.
By the by, you have heard of the effect of the battle upon the conference at Reichenbach? That Austria is to join Russia and Prussia against France? So much for Napoleon's marriage. I wonder what he thinks of his respected father-in-law now.
Second attaché, of course, an enormous subsidy is paid to Francis by Great Britain for this face about?
First attaché, yes. As Bonaparte says, English guineas are at the bottom of everything. Ah, here comes Caroline.
The Princess of Wales arrives, attended by Lady Anne Hamilton and Lady Glenbervie. She is conducted forward by the Duke of Gloucester and Colonel Street Ledger, and wears a white satin train with a dark embroidered bodice, and a green wreath with diamonds. Repeated hurrah's greeter from the crowd. She bows courteously.
Second attaché, the people are staunch for her still. You heard, sir, what Austrian Francis said when he learned of Vittoria. Warm climate seems to agree with my son-in-law no better than a cold one.
First attaché, ha ha ha. Marvelous it is how this loud victory has couched the late blind Europe's cabinets. Would I could spell precisely what was phrased twixt Bonaparte and Metternich at Dresden their final word, I ween. Till God knows when.
Second attaché, I own to feeling it a sorry thing that Francis should take English money down to throw off Bonaparte. 'Tis sordid, mean. He is his daughter's husband after all.
First attaché, eh, yes.
They say she knows not of it yet.
Second attaché, poor thing, I dare say it will harry her when all's revealed. But the inside out is, since Castlereagh's return to power last year, Vienna, like Berlin and Petersburg, has harbored England's secret emissaries, primed, purse in hand, with the most lavish sums to knit the league to drag Napoleon down.
More fireworks. That's grand. Here comes one royal item more.
The Duchess of York enters, attended by her ladies, and by the Hon. B. Craven and Colonel Barclay. She is received with signals of respect.
First attaché, she calls not favor forth as Caroline can. Second attaché, to end my words. Though happy for this realm, Austria's desertion frankly is, by God, rank treachery. first attaché, whatever it is, it means 200,000 swords for the Allies, and enemies in batches for Napoleon leaping from unknown lairs. Yes, something tells me that this is the beginning of the end for Emperor Bonaparte. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.